Good morning. The women of Spain will take part in the first national strike to combat wage inequality and gender violence today. For 24 hours, women are being called on to stop work and take to the streets to protest. Smaller strikes were held last year on International Women's Day, but this is the first time there's been a coordinated national effort to encourage women to stay at home in every region of the country. The strike is an effort to end the macho culture that 80% of people feel pervades the Spanish society. The strike has already affected rail traffic along with many other areas, and so far 300 trains have been cancelled. Minimum service requirements dictate that 75% of trains will be running during rush hour, but 105 high-speed AVE and long-distance trains and 199 medium-distance routes have been axed. The European Central Bank says it has no objections to Spain's finance minister, Luis de Guindos, joining the monetary authority as Mario Draghi's deputy. Mr. de Guindos is set to join the bank in early June, though his appointment must be approved by EU heads of state and the European Commission president on the European Council. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has appointed the European Investment Bank's vice president, Roman Escalado, as the new economy minister. Mr. Escalado will join his first cabinet meeting tomorrow. Thousands of farmers from the Murcia area marched in Madrid yesterday to ask the government for help as crops are threatened by a surreal drought that is putting jobs at risk. The region that goes from Alicante to Almeria, known as Europe's vegetable garden, has been hit hard by the worst drought in decades. José Antonio Díaz Navarro, who is the manager of a company that grows lettuce and watermelons in Almeria, said so far they've only been able to grow 15 to 20% of what they would normally. And are you running late for work and blaming your electric alarm clock? Well, the reason may lie in a dispute between Kosovo and Serbia, which has affected Europe's power grid. Central heating timers and oven clocks are also affected, but not computers or smartphones. Countries from Spain to Turkey and Poland to the Netherlands are part of a large area in Europe linked together into an electricity grid that operates at a synchronized frequency. This frequency regulates timekeeping in certain devices. During the crisis period, Kosovo did not generate enough electricity to meet its needs, and the drop affected the clocks. So you can manually adjust your clocks, and they will automatically stop losing time once the grid stabilizes. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.